Isaiah Williams motioning out of the backfield. Pump to him. Over the middle. Altmyer on the money for a touchdown. Tip Ryman with the opening score for the Illini. For the Illini. They're perfect on third down. Altmyer back to the end zone and threads it in for six more. Isaiah Williams on the receiving end. After Joyner forced the turnover, it's third down. Passing set, Kaliak Manis can't get away from Newton. Johnny Newton has arrived in this game for the Illini.
And he's letting everybody know it, too.
Fagan used in the pass game, swinging it out, and he cuts off of that block. The big man rumbling down the sideline, not just a power back. Fagan with a touchdown. The backup quarterback, Paddock, in the game for the Illini, trying to keep it alive. Unloads, connects with Williams. A bullseye. Paddock deep down the field. Paddock throws it in there. John Paddock, a hero for the Illini.
To guess who? We need a big play. Who do we go to? Right down the middle. What a great throw.
Potential season-defining play for Minnesota. Kaliak Manis, incomplete. And Illinois is going to get out of Minneapolis again with Brett Bielema winning this game against the Gophers.
This is how legends are made.
Hey, what's up? What's up? What's up? Great work to Kyle Toss, by the way, putting in the intro.
Absolutely.
I'm sure Illini fans could relive that one over and over again. What's up? It's The Drive with Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Derek Piper, Lante, Jay Layman. It's the Jay Layman Hour, as always, on Mondays. Jay, how's it going, man?
Oh, man, what's it's up? A lot more fun when we win. Let's go! Yeah. John hey, Paddock for president.
It's John Paddock's world.
2024.
We're just all living in it.
I'd be all right with that.
We don't care who the vice president is. We just want Paddock 2024. He's the guy. We're in it. Paddock, Fagan, 2024.
Let's go.
That's in.
I like it.
We got it all.
If they promise to mute it, the game is on right now, Big Ten Network, because I was down at Ole Miss. I went to the Grove, saw an amazing game. I still have not watched the Illini game. Now, I've seen every highlight possible, Jay. I've read the stat lines. I've read all the stories on Illini Inquirer.
Not a real fan.
Not a real fan. You're right. You're exactly right.
Transferred to the SEC.
I even bought Ole Miss swag. So I'm like,
first
uh-oh.
The sun goes to the Pac-12. You know, then the kid from Camargo sends his kids the opposite wherever his home school team is.
I think Andrew, when he got down to campus both Friday and Saturday, made it pretty clear that, yes,
he
this
committed?
Is where I'm going.
We don't know if it was the school or the personnel down
correct.
There. The personnel sometimes has a draw on young boys more than the school itself.
I'm like, these buildings are beautiful, Andrew. He's like, yep.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Whatever you think, Dad.
Great personnel.
Illinois basketball plays tonight. The Cubs have a new manager. They just shafted David Ross, I guess, or I don't know what happened there with Craig Counsell coming in. I mean, there's a lot to talk about, but
Kyle's got to be in a really good mood today.
Oh, of course, I remember when they were.
Except the Dolphins got railroaded. But man, we can talk about all that stuff. But we just had a top five Illinois football game that I can remember watching. Mm. And I'll tell you, I went crazy. I was on Big Ten Network, and I'm watching the game. Obviously, the game's on the air, and I'm going absolutely berserk. And everybody's next to me is like, hey, there's still a lot of time left. I was like, dude, we got number four, Johnny Newton, on defense. They ain't doing nothing with Johnny Newton. I've seen the two-minute movie before, and everybody said, hey, we've seen this movie play up before. Illinois folds in the fourth quarter. I'll tell you what, this year, though, three comeback drives, two by Luke Altmyer, one by John Paddock, to win the game, two of them fourth down dramatic fashion, one against Toledo and one against Minnesota. Hats off to the offensive line, the quarterbacks, the receivers, and Barry Lunny making plays and dialing up to give us three big wins down the stretch and a shot, not only at a bowl game, but at the West Division. I still can't believe we're playing for the West Division possibly
unbelievable.
In November. Let's go!
How improbable is John Paddock coming in, not throwing one pass since, what, 2 months
since
ago?
Penn State. Yeah, let's start with the end in mind. Let's do a Stephen Covey here. We don't have to start at the beginning. Let's start at the end.
Yes.
It's very improbable, right? So he transfers from Ball State, starts 12 games at Ball State. He's Illinois legacy, right? His great-grandfather, Bob Wright, track coach here at Illinois, John Wright Sr., his grandfather, All-American receiver here, John Wright Jr., early 90s receiver here. That's his uncle. And so he's got Illinois blood in him, right? And he comes here and says, I want to win the starting quarterback spot. He doesn't win it. Struggles early on in Penn State pretty badly. Actually finishes the Penn State game with decent numbers, actually, if you look at the numbers. But doesn't have the outing that he would probably want to give him a chance to fight for that job. And then you see Altmyer get hit on third down. And his they have not said that it's a concussion. I'm purely speculating. All I can say is
he hit his head pretty hard.
His head hard on the turf. It didn't look right, according to Bielema. They bring in Paddock probably without a warm-up throw at all,
Unreal. Guys.
On 4th and 11 from the 85, sidesteps some pressure, hits Isaiah Williams, then hits Pat Bryan on the dig route, curl route, then actually hits Casey Washington on the out route, but on a comeback route. But what ends up happening is they called a timeout. Brett's fired up about that. And then they get him in the coverage where they motion Isaiah Williams over. We see Paddock look to the left. Buys time with his legs and steps into the throw and throws the most beautiful post route to Isaiah Williams I have ever seen. Guys, 3 for 3, 85 yards, passer rating of 448, and a boatload of memories right there. He didn't have to throw another pass to actually say this season was complete. Hats off to John Paddock. We get a lot of coach speak, guys, about you never know when your moment's going to come, blah, blah, blah. Well, he just said, man, that came, and I'll tell you what, that moment happened in his mind hundreds of times over before it actually manifested on the field. He got
good
his
call.
Moment and made it
good
happen.
Call.
Woo!
The John Paddock game, Pipes.
Yeah,
we'll talking about it for years.
I'm stunned. I'm absolutely stunned. And while it was a nice, obviously, closing there in the fourth quarter, it looked like it was going to be the same script as usual,
We've
which you blew
before,
a fourth quarter
right?
lead. Minnesota scores with about five and a half to go. They
off,
go up,
off a bad fumble from Isaiah
you're
Williams.
Right. And then, you're 4th and 11 with a backup quarterback who hasn't thrown a ball.
The
since
best
the Penn
way
State
I could describe it, as I was telling these guys, I'm like, guys, I've been watching Illinois football a long time. Of course, Dave Revson says, I watch Illinois football every week. And I was like, that's true, Dave. But I said, I've seen this movie before. Illinois is going to lose this game, right? But when they throw that touchdown, I said, actually, I bought the DVD and I checked out the alternate ending. And this is the alternate ending, guys, because I had seen the movie going out and it was an alternate ending. For John Paddock, I'm jumping up and down. We got a post game, and I just go straight into fanboy Illinois commercial mode. I take the non-biased hat off, and I'm just yes! Can you believe it? I mean, I got to sit next to an Iowa and Wisconsin alum, and they're always talking about like, we're the best in the West, blah, blah, blah. And I just, for once, it was like,
How easy.
Okay, sorry, that's all. I mean, we keep talking about
Paddock. No.
John Paddock's my guy.
He's everybody's boy
John
right
Paddock,
now.
John Paddock, come
no
to
doubt.
Long Branch. We could probably get you a free meal on me
I
and
guarantee
Donnie.
You.
But we need to have you do a promo to make it legal for NIL. Okay, there we go.
Jay, the 4th and 11 throw. Easy it would have been to just be so amped up. Number one, to maybe airmail it over Isaiah's head or just to maybe check off of him and get caught looking around the field because it's the last play of the game, essentially, if Illinois doesn't get it. He just stepped back and ripped that baby.
Dude is poised, right? Like Isaiah said, it's not what he said. It's the way he made me feel, right? Like he just had a poise when he got in there.
Love it.
And here's the deal. I mean, Minnesota, come on, man. I mean, you talk about just collapse. I mean, there's like breakdowns, there's collapses. It's 4th and 11. The guy has 11 receptions to this point. He's
Unreal.
The leader receiver in the Big Ten. Who's the ball going to? I mean, come on, let's go. Come on, man. Like, seriously. Alert, number one. Alert. Like, duh. Like, I have like four guys. He threads the needle, four guys, right?
He does.
To his credit, comes back and hits Pat Bryant. Here's the deal about Pat Bryant. Pat Bryant has a chance to be a good receiver, side note. But three times in this game, he had a chance to score two touchdowns and 1 2-point conversion where it hit his hands and he didn't come up with it. Great plays by the Minnesota DBs, but if we're going to have Pat Bryant take the next step as a receiver, you might have 7-8 balls a year that touch your hands in the end zone, right? You got to come down with a vast majority of those if you want to be a great receiver, right? And so, but to his credit, Pat Bryant makes the catch, Casey Washington makes the catch. And here's the thing people think about. That play with Casey Washington makes the catch, and then they said, oh, no, Minnesota called a timeout. What you do as a defender, you're like, okay, well, they just ran this play. I bet they're going to run like a hitch and go to Casey Washington down the sideline. I think that influenced Tyler Newbin. John Pettit looks him off to the left just enough to carry Newbin over to the
great
over
call.
And opens up and lets the eyes be red because they're in that cover two zone coverage. And then Lindenberger, the Mike linebacker from Minnesota, actually gets 20 yards depth on cover two. Not bad, but it's not deep enough. And he splits both of those safeties because that safety has three receivers. The other safety has three receivers on the overside. I like Tyler Newbin. I think he's a good football player.
Sure.
He gave up two touchdowns in the game. He had a bad angle on Caden Fagan. At 6'4", 255, he outrun Tyler Newbin's angle. He wasn't expecting him to be that fast on that pass play.
I wouldn't want to hit him.
Okay? He was a freight train, right? It wasn't quite a business decision, but it was definitely right. Didn't have the speed, right?
That's correct.
And so he gave up a touchdown there with a bad angle and then gave up a winning touchdown. Now, he had a pick, and I'm not saying Tyler Newbin lost that game. But, man, what great execution down the stretch. Got to give credit to the offensive line. You got to give credit to Barry Lunney as well. Mm-hmm. But John Paddock's the guy making the throws and decisions. And he'll go down as a legend if he doesn't throw another football. It's kind of the same feeling. Not as big a game as maybe beating Michigan in 1993. But yeah. When I watched Johnny Johnson hit little Jimmy Klein when I was 8 years old, you know, in the end zone, Simeon Rice caused that fumble. And, I mean, Pipes, you were just like one at this point. But, man, I remember my uncle being like, yes, because he's like, you don't know how many of these you get. And boy,
you're right.
He was right. Right. You know, so it's those memories right. You have. So anyway, I could talk more and more about it. We can also talk about how we got to that in the game. We can talk about Johnny Newbin. Talk about Caden Fink. Talk about what Luke Altmaier's done because he had a great game as well. Right. So there's a lot of different things and things to build on. I've just been talking a lot, guys. But before I throw it back to Pipes, let me tell you about the sponsors that make this perfect. Possible, which is Iroquois Federal, guys. Your one-stop shop for all your lending needs. Bob Guido, Mark McHale, Ryan Lowry, Brenda Crane, located in Savoy and Champaign. You got a home loan, business line of credit, business loans. I do all my loans, or most of them, with Iroquois Federal. Bob Guido's my guy. I do all my insurance with Kyle Lewis. Kyle at IPG Insurance. Kyle@IPGINS.com. Kyle@IPGINS.com. Why don't you send him an email right now and say, Jay Lehman sent me. I was listening to him on the drive with Dan Piper. Talk to him. And, of course, Long Branch Steakhouse. We're trying to get John Paddock out there. John Paddock, you know, he didn't even know that word. We're trying to get him out there. But open from Wednesday to Sunday, 5 to 9 in beautiful downtown eclectic Gifford. If you go for the steak, you got to keep coming back for the fried pickles. If you haven't tried the fried pickles, stop by Gordyville. Say, hey, Coaches versus Cancer is coming up here once a year, or whatever they do there. And then stop by. I'm just random right now. And then stop by Long Branch Steakhouse. Okay, Pipes to you. That was a 6-minute monologue. We're on talk radio, and I thought it was a podcast.
This is why we love the Jay Lehman Hour here every Monday on The Drive with Tay and Piper. Jay, I got to ask you this. One more on John Paddock. So realistically, I mean, you've been through a lot of game weeks.
Sure.
Realistically, how many reps has a guy like that taken with maybe not even the ones, sure. but with guys that he's throwing to on that drive, executing plays that are actually within the Illinois playbook sure. and not maybe just mimicking the scout team offense sure. and like, okay, now I'm learning what Minnesota's going to run.
Right.
How much is that going on during the week leading up to that?
A typical second-string quarterback would get a fourth of the reps. So let's say a certain period has 16 plays. He would get four. Luke Altmaier would get 12. Now, according to Brett,
they've been getting
Leary. Donovan Leary's been actually, you know, progressing. And you know, Paddock's done in three or four games, right?
I mean,
three guaranteed games left, maybe four. He has no more eligibility left. So that's not uncommon. It's not a knock on Paddock. It's just like, okay, we got to start developing this guy. So he probably had less than that coming in, right? But, man, so much moxie, so much poise. And, you know, as Barry Lunney, too, you're like, okay, what can I call this guy in? It seemed like he had the whole playbook open to him, which is basically look for number one. If not open, hit 13. Look for number one. If not open, look for Casey Washington. Look for number one, right? And so all those different things. But the ability to look away, like just the ability to look somebody off.
That's a great point.
With just coming in, like not just being, okay, throw this, throw those. He was actually running the play, going through progressions, using his feet to escape some of the pass rush as well to buy some time. And the way he stepped into that last throw, knowing he was going to take a hit, and throwing probably the best ball we've seen all year.
No doubt.
Man, that was just incredible. And I will say Luke Altmaier also played a good game up
yes,
until
he
that
did.
Point. Especially the first half. I think he was like 15 for 19 in the first half or something, something crazy. And since the Penn State game, let me just say this. And Luke, by the way, coming up at 4:05 today, he's a great, great talk. You guys do a great job with him. Since the Penn State game, Brett said, hey, listen, he's got 10 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, 1,300 yards. I mean, he's the best quarterback in the West. He's better than Hudson Card.
Nice.
He's got more eligibility. I mean, he's got the same amount of eligibility. He's been better than Hudson Card. Definitely better than Brendan Sullivan and the guys they got playing Northwestern. Deacon Hill, I'm not even going to mention Deacon Hill, other than the Deke sneak, the quarterback sneak. I mean, if you watch the guy play, Henrik Harbert can run the quarterback. And Athien Kaliomanis, although he's an Illinois guy, you can have him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think he's the best. We have somebody you can build around, along with Caden Fagan. Man, I am jumping all over the place. It's exciting when we win. I'm a different guy when we win. My hopes are up. Bandwagon's back.
Let's go. More improbable, the finish with Paddock or me saying 1 minute of talk in the first 20. I mean, seriously, more improbable. I don't know what is. No, wait. I've got one more on Paddock, and then I'll even allow Pipes to take a break, and we can segue to the next what else we want to ask you. Do me a favor and slow that down for me.
Okay.
So third down, Altmyer gets hit. Take it from there. What is going on, number one, in Paddock's mind? What's going on in Barry Lunney and Brett Bielema's mind in terms of Lunney thinking now all of a sudden, okay, I've got a fourth down play for Altmyer, and now all of a sudden I don't have Altmyer in there.
Sure.
Now I've got Paddock, and of course Pipes asked you about that crucial fourth down play. Slow that down for me, and what exactly goes on in the next 30 seconds or 45 seconds to get Paddock on the field, sure. And then a first down for Isaiah Williams.
Well, I don't think we have any timeouts at this time.
I don't think so either.
The only thing that's going on is that Luke Altmyer is banged up, and they got to get him off the field, okay? So they get him off the field, and you got to make it – it sounds like Brett looks over at Jeremy Bush, trainer, and kind of shakes his head and says, like, hey, he's going to be out until we evaluate him. He might have been able to come back. We don't know. But he's not going to come back for that play. But remember, when you stop play – for any reason, and you don't have a timeout for a player, he can't come back that play.
Right.
He has to sit out. So they know right now that play, we got to go with Paddock.
Yes.
And it switches to, okay, what is our best 4th-and-11 play? It's going to center around your best player. Now, interestingly enough, more often than not, you'll see this throw to the numbers and in between the numbers and the hash. Now, Ron Zook used to call this the monument. He said if you stuck a monument or a statue in between the numbers and hash, it would knock down 10 passes a game just by standing there.
Interesting.
Because that's how many balls get thrown there. And the reason that is, you call that in between the hook, which is on the hash, and the curl, which is on the numbers. So the hook to curl zone, it's in between oftentimes the corner zone, which is the boundary to the numbers,
got it,
and the linebacker zone, which is the middle of the field to the hash, and they've got to come together to make that play. And what you'll see on that throw is it's in between four defenders, right, to make the catch. And so I think Paddock knows where he's going. He might do a little look off and then sidestep, keep his eyes downfield. He knows his best hands and his best chance are Isaiah Williams, and he makes the play. Once you get a new set of downs, you do have a little breathing room. Brett is, you know, in hindsight, oh, there was a lot of time. Brett, there's not a ton of time with our offense. Getting down the field with no timeouts. Think about this. You get a sack, you lose the game.
Yes.
You get tackled in bounds, it's 20 seconds off the clock.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so there's all these different things. There's not a lot of time, Brett, in my mind. Like, you think there's a lot of time. There's not. So they get the fresh set of downs. And then what I give them credit for is they mix it up with a Pat Bryant play that's at the sticks. Okay, because if you're going to throw it under 2 minutes, you can stop the clock at the sticks, and he gets a little yak to get to the 46. Now, once I'm above the 50-yard line, guys, the game changes. Think about this. That's where most shots in NFL in college happen, between the 40 and the 40, called the alumni zone, because most of the rich alumni sit between the 40 and the 40. And
I'm learning a lot on this.
In the alumni zone, you will see the most shots, because if you connect on a deep pass, it's going to be a touchdown. Rather, if I'm at my own 20 and make a deep pass, I could get down to the 15. I'm still in the red zone, right?
Exactly.
So you're going to take your shots in the alumni zone, and you have enough time now that it's not just a Hail Mary, right? I can actually dink and dunk, and there's a threat of something down the field, something shallower, right? Which is ultimately what keeps Newbin up. Because if this is a Hail Mary, He's at the goal line just waiting and knocking the pass down.
That's right.
So he gets all of these things that line up in a corner, but you still got to make the throw. Mm. You can have collapses from the Gophers, right? The, you know, the Gopher Dam can bust, which it did, right? Do the Gophers make dams or beavers, right? Whatever they are. There's a bunch of rodents in the Big Ten West between the Badgers. We'll throw the Wolverines and the Big Ten East. That's another rodent, right? It's the rodent package. Hawkeyes could maybe be classified as that, right?
Probably.
The squawks, as we talk about it, right? So we get the rodent package. All we need is Oregon State to join in,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
The Beavers.
We missed out on
so
that.
So anyway, here's what I would say is you they had a collapse defensively for sure, but you still got to make the plays. And John Paddock made the plays. And I will say this, the following drive, Johnny Newton really impacted that two-minute drive as well with his pressure on the quarterback and what he did.
Yeah.
Guys, I think we need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to break it down from first quarter to John Paddock because we just spoke to John Paddock, you know, down to the end. We're going to get all your questions. We're going to hit the text line. I really want to give a shout out to 651. Jay's post game on BTN was the greatest thing he's ever seen. Thank you for watching.
It was awesome.
That.
I saw that too.
I was excited. What if Paddock doesn't like fried pickles? You can call me Sal. Says, listen, everybody likes the fried pickles there, and we're going to get him out there and do an NIL deal. Dodd Job says, perfect. I'm leaving Paxton now. I'm super excited, she says. I think that means she's going to a Long Branch, a beautiful downtown eclectic Gifford. We got all kinds of stuff. We got Lunny's play calling. We got Paddock, two wins away from eligibility from Benny. We got all the guys recorded the game. They listened to Brian Barnhart give the call and Martin. It's just exciting.
It is.
Come on back, guys. Take us to commercial for us, all right? I don't know how to get
you're
us to
doing everything else, so I might as well do something here.
We got to give Isaiah love, too, when we come back.
Give Isaiah love. But, I mean, John Paddock, save your season. You're 3-6.
No
he doesn't make
no
those
doubt.
Throws. Obviously, a lot of different conversation we'd be having today if not for that. So I'm glad we spent the due time with him.
Amen.
But as Jay said, after this, we'll tackle – Johnny Newton, we'll talk about Luke Altmaier's play a little bit more and just what led up to Illinois being able to get a win there, a huge win in Minneapolis in comeback fashion and leaving that path to a bowl game and even, as crazy as it sounds, potentially winning the West.
That's
even though,
crazy. I mean,
that, it doesn't even sound right.
It doesn't.
And I don't personally see it happening. But
we got to be Rutgers fans now. We got
Rutgers,
yeah. Rutgers
in Maryland, because if Nebraska and Iowa lose and Minnesota wins out, we're there.
Yep.
And we went out, of course.
Right. We'd have to win
out. I mean, I grew up, like I said, guys, I grew up with Harry Carey saying in August, we're 30 games behind the Cardinals. Oh, guys, we are not mathematically eliminated yet. Here, they're friendly confines. I mean, guys, this is certainly not a stretch like that. If Harry Carey was our announcer, he would be all about it right now.
There you go.
I mean, he's been talking about the mathematical elimination for years when it comes to Cards. I mean, it's like, and Cards fans just sit there and laugh. They're like, oh my gosh, this guy has had a few too many cold ones.
This is awesome.
Before we catch a break. I got to tell you about Busey. All you need is love and financial intimacy before you walk down the aisle. Busey suggests setting a solid financial footing. Their experts suggest the following tips for financial intimacy with you and your spouse-to-be. Keep finances separate or combined. Consider individual spending and saving habits. Make this decision together. We'll help you find a system that works. Couples that tackle money problems together and take responsibility for solving them will find that their relationship is better for it. Share credit and also a thing called the Cupid's Arrow. Develop a plan to shoot down existing debt, starting with the balances that carry the highest interest rates. Sweet savings. Decide how much you want to save as a couple and withdraw funds automatically from your paychecks. Whether it's personal mortgage, business, cash management, and wealth management, visit Busey.com or stop by one of their convenient locations today to discuss these things with their experts. Busey, member FDIC.
Welcome to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Hi, I'm looking for a refrigerator.
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Oh, yeah, well, I just need a refrigerator. Don't need the whole store.
But you get it, the whole store.
My kitchen is only about this big.
You get me.
Hello.
All those delivery, installation, and service technicians in back.
Wow, all those people?
The Dick Van Dyke 5-10-year protection plan, which means in the unlikely event something goes wrong in the first 5 years, your repair cost is nothing.
Nothing?
10 years parts coverage on the major components.
Looks
like I'm getting more than a refrigerator today. How much does this whole store cost?
Nothing.
Come on.
For real. We guarantee to beat any competitor's deal, all that other stuff we talked about, like our service tax.
And your 5-10-year protection plan.
All included.
I'm Dennis Freak, and chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. And when we say you get the whole store, we mean the whole store. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
You moved into your new home using two men and a truck. The garage was clean. Then,
I love the new recliner. What are we going to do with this old one?
Put it in the garage for now.
Over time, this cycle continued.
Put it in the garage for now. Put it in the garage for now. Put it in the garage for now. Put it in the garage for now.
It happens. You got junk. Call Two Men and a Truck to get rid of all your junk. Residential or commercial, Two Men and a Truck has a solution for your junk removal. Contact them at twomenchampagne.com.
Two Men and a Truck.
Back on the drive at Sam Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. It is the Jay Layman Hour, breaking down Illinois' 27-26 thrilling win there in Minneapolis. Unreal. On Saturday. Illinois improves to 4-5, a path to a bowl game. We were talking about the Big Ten West right before the break. Crazy. Crazy.
Try to explain that. Guys, I watched Iowa and Northwestern.
Oh, my goodness.
To the 10, was it 10-7 or something? Or
what? 10-7. Yeah. At Wrigley Field, right?
Then I turn on Washington, USC, who will be. It was 52-42. Thank goodness Alex Grinch got fired. Wow. I mean, USC has some of the worst defense I've seen. Now, they got some dudes at Washington, right? But, man, I was like, wow, what a difference in games, you know? My goodness.
Somebody on Twitter put the Northwestern-Iowa game to, like, old school music. And
it was in black and white.
Yeah, black and white. It was so funny to watch that.
169 yards for Iowa, 170 for Northwestern. It was just brutal.
What did you guys talk about, you and Revson? Like, that's the lowest
yardage, maybe?
To win a game or something in a decade, or something?
Something crazy. Revson, you've never met a guy that can tag stuff with more facts than that dude. I'm like, Rever. He'll be like, yeah, this is the worst game they've had since 04, 1904. Fielding Yoswitz, da da da. He's a guy, literally wrote a book on college football. So
Very cool. He
knows his stuff inside and out and knows the league really well.
I got like six touchdowns, Pipes, in the last 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And they've won every game almost.
And half of them are special teams and defense.
That's unreal. Right? I mean,
it is insane the way they kind of find out ways to win. Yep. Of course, Brian Ferentz been let go. As far as next year, he's not coming back.
Right.
Kirk talked about that and whatnot. And obviously, I think it's everybody knows it was needed. But, man, it's been interesting. I've heard rumors of Scott Frost being the OC, but I don't know if that's true or not.
I did see that was like the sixth or seventh highest scoring game at Wrigley Field this season.
Oh, but I'm bouncing. They were pitching a no-no through the first half.
They did.
I mean, it was like, well, I need to forget Hendricks. These guys are my pitchers that I need.
Right. On the note of offense, though, early on, Illinois really got in a rhythm. I liked the balance of run and pass. We were going to talk about how you get to the situation leading up to John Paddock coming in. But it seemed like you mentioned in the first segment, Luke Altmyer was making some good plays, good decisions. And I just liked what Barry Lunny Jr. was able to have working there in that first quarter.
First off, the offense did a tremendous job of keeping us in the game without Johnny Newton available in that first half. Because we're a different defense without Johnny Newton. That's obvious. Got a turnover early, and I really like the play called the tip Ryman in the red zone.
Yes.
It's a big tendency for Illinois to hit the tight ends in the red zone, but it's still working. So phenomenal job by that. But I'll tell you what has changed this the last 3 weeks is you've got finally an offensive line that's playing consistently. Mm-hmm. Guys are playing in the same spots 2-3 weeks in a row, and Caden Fagan is running the football. Ooh. Guys, I think if you look at the first 6 games, our third down on average is probably 3rd and 7.5 or 8. I think our third down the last 3 games is probably 3rd and 3.
Wow.
That's a huge difference. Now we're putting the defense in conflict. Is it going to be a run? Is it going to be a pass? They don't simply know. Guys, when a defensive lineman like Johnny Newton knows it's a pass, 3rd and 8+, and it's 95% pass, and oh, by the way, if it's a run, most of the time you're going to be able to rally and get them before the first down. These D linemen can tee off.
Oh.
And they were teeing off on us the first 6 weeks, right? Because we're in 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9. But Caden Fagan, the ability to run the football, we've seen Barry Lunny game plans actually fold out without being 2 or 3 touchdowns back and just trying to – we don't have the offense to catch up like that. So I like what Barry Lunny's done. I like that he had 17 targets to Isaiah Williams, right? That opens up a lot. He's the leading receiver in the Big Ten as far as receptions, not in yardage. That belongs to the best college football player, I believe, Marvin Harrison Jr., right? And probably a number one or number two or number three pick in the NFL draft. But it's been the run game that has allowed us to actually do a Lunny game plan, have some rhythm throwing the ball, have Isaiah Williams get open, have Pat Bryant have a chance to make some of those plays. Now, he needs to bring those downs. But it's been Caden Fagan running the ball and what he did as far as on his pass play outrunning the angle of Tyler Newbin.
Incredible.
So I'm excited, but it's been the run game that's really helped Luke Altmyer. Like I said, I think he started the game 9 for 9 or 9 for 10.
Yeah.
His first half was 15 for 19.
Three touchdowns on the day.
Guys, I mean, he's the best quarterback in the Big Ten West. Now, it's not a high bar. But he's going to be here 2 more years.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you look back, Illinois is like, I'm sure glad we got him running Hudson Card. Hudson Card's got a confidence issue. He might have better tangibles, maybe a bigger arm, maybe a bigger body, but he certainly doesn't have the moxie of Luke Altmyer. And he's got a lot of moxie, but John Paddock, we got to give him love too.
Hey, man.
Great backup QB. That's a lot right there.
Caden Fagan gives you a stat line, to your point, almost like you would see with another, like a Wisconsin back in the past, et cetera, like a Braylon Allen. You know, give me the 15 carries, 90 yards, 3 catches, 60 yards. That catch and run.
Yeah.
Did that just, like, open the eyes of a couple scouts in the NFL? Not right now, but to say, dang, I didn't know he had that in him.
Guys, he's 6'4", 255.
That's unreal.
He's not like Chase Brown, who is 5'10", 6 foot, 200 pounds. Like,
he just outran guys.
He outran the two best defenders, Newbin and Lindenberger, who are two NFL players.
Yeah.
Right? And I got some good blocking on the edge right there by Tip Ryman and Pat Bryant. But here's the thing. If you're an unblocked middle linebacker, you need to make that play if the running back's going to the flat. That's your play. Lindenberger took a bad angle, got outran. Newbin, you're the safety. You're unblocked, nobody behind you. You need to make that play. What I love about Fagan is this. One, people aren't talking about this. His ball security.
Yeah.
Has he fumbled as a freshman? Guys, Devin Maccabee for Purdue has 9 fumbles. Hello.
I'm knocking on wood.
Okay. He hasn't fumbled. Okay. Good ball security. He rarely has lost yardage plays. He makes something out of nothing and falls forward. He's got better acceleration out of the hole than other big backs, right? And I think you've got to have him as your number one back next year, right? I mean, I don't think anybody's going to – I mean, even if Reggie Love comes back, I think Fagan's proven that, man, he's the guy to be. He can be a Braylon Allen guy, right? But he pulled away from people yesterday, right? I mean, this is a big dude. You can see why he was a 4-star recruit, why everybody wanted him.
Yes.
But I think Illinois got him because Brett – number one, Illinois guy, but said, we're actually going to play at running back. I think other schools, it was, hey, you're
linebacker.
An athlete. We'll play at linebacker. We'll play at tight end. We got tons of dudes at running back. Brett's giving him a chance. And he's also a valuable player on special teams, been playing on the punt team as well.
Pipes, a year ago, kids from Arcola and Villa Grove are trying to tackle KJ.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, and I know, and shout out to Allah.
And shout out to those kids.
That's funny to think about.
I mean, I think Allah's had a good program this year, too. I don't know if
they
still
did.
Winning.
Had a great program. They got upset.
Did they get upset? Yep. I didn't think they were 10-0 going into that game.
Yep.
But you know, Caden Fagan in that league?
Mm.
I mean, my goodness. You know,
Andrew didn't go out for football.
No, right.
I don't know if he would have played against St.
He
Thomas
would
Moore,
not have, but
yeah,
I get your point.
I know what you mean. Jay, before we move on to the impact that Johnny Newton made in the second half, how do you think Illinois' defense did in the first? It seemed like maybe up front not as big of an issue. It was really the secondary that was getting taken advantage of. What did you think of the run defense? Because that was a big spotlight area before Johnny Newton was then obviously eligible to play in the second half.
So remember, Jordan Newey ran for 204 yards against Michigan State the previous week, okay? So number one, remember that. Number two, I would say they were going to take away the run and make Ethan Calamanis actually beat them with the throw. So they ran that bare front, which is three down linemen, two outside linebackers, and they did a good job of taking away the run. Daniel Jackson made some catches. Everybody made catches for Minnesota, but the reason is they made catches because they had time. Mm-hmm. He had a lot of time.
Yep.
And that was the difference. Guys, the moment that Johnny Newton got on, we could not get nobody could get a third down stop in the first half. Nobody.
No.
Look at the third down stats. Illinois is like 9 for 8, 9 for 10. Minnesota was like 7 for 8. Nobody could get off the field during the money down. The defenses were going broke on the money down. But what ends up happening is Johnny Newton comes in. He's the first, second play he gets in, he swims a guy and stops the run, takes on two or three blockers. And then the third play, he beats a double team, okay, and gets a sack. Not only that, the only other sack we get is Otoluga and I think Seth Coleman got the
Coleman
sack.
Otoluga
jumped in late.
That's right.
But Coleman gets it. That's because they double team Johnny. Otoluga and Coleman do a stunt. Nobody blocks Coleman because everyone's watching Johnny Newton. And on the fourth, on the 2 minute drill, Johnny Newton gets pressure, makes Ethan Calamanis step up, and then makes Alien. You look at that throw. He's not able to get his front foot down. Whenever a quarterback can't get his front foot down and can't step into the throw, what ends up happening is the ball will sail. It's probably much like a pitcher. Like
I
you got to get your front foot down.
Yep.
Accuracy Stand starts in the feet, right? You got to get your front foot down. Well, dude, if I got 300 pounds of Johnny Newton come at me, it's harder to get my front foot down. That's why that's why it makes Paddock's throw that impressive. You'll see him get his front foot down.
Amen.
And he takes a shot on that Isaiah Williams throw to win it. So Johnny Newton was a wrecking ball. Guys, if you listen to PJ Fleck post-conference, he mentions one player by name on Illinois. His number four was disruptive. It's because they said, what was the problem with the offense? He goes, number four was disruptive. 67 yards in the second half?
That's unreal.
When they went right through us? Guys, Johnny Newton is a first-round draft pick.
Yes.
Might be the best defensive lineman in the Big Ten. Probably the Big Ten. Might be the defensive player of the year in the Big Ten. He's on a better team. Very, very disruptive. It's not so much about stats on D-line. I tell this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's about disruption.
Yep.
Because offense is all about execution and timing. And Johnny Newton is an absolute wrecking ball to move like he does. So I give a lot of credit to him. I think Clayton Bush made some plays.
He did.
Called out by Brett Bielema. Had a third and one. Had the two-point conversion. I believe Nakario Harper made a big play on the tight end on the third down where Minnesota decided to throw it rather than run it and run some clock. I don't know why you do it with Ethan Calamanis. If I got a dude at quarterback, they don't really got any quarterback. But that being
Keith Randolph, pretty good game too. Led in tackles.
I give Keith a lot of credit because you could tell he was not 100%. Brett mentioned he wasn't 100% in there. I give him a lot of credit. I know he's cleared to play, but guys, once you get hurt, and here's the thing, a foot injury hurts a defensive lineman a ton more than you think it does. That's where all your power comes from, right? So that's where you drive off of. And so, man, it's just, it's incredible to see Keith the way he got it out. You know what? I just had somebody, I think it was 217 on the text line. Somebody said,
about the fried pickles?
Yes.
If they win the West, are you buying fried pickles for the house at
Dog
Ranch?
Done.
And
we'll
I said
day.
I'll split the bill with
I
you.
Will get, I will fried pickles for everybody if we win the West.
Let's go. Jay and I will split that bill and have some fun.
And you know what? We'll see if John Paddock can come by and dip some pickles in the frog sauce.
Hell, I'll open a little tab at the bar for a little
there
bit.
There we go. John Paddock's of age. You know, he's in the 6 years. So
exactly.
Here we go. Hey, guys, you got to come to Long Branch, get the fried pickle party. Come on, baby. Man, we got the text line blowing up over here.
Awesome.
This is crazy.
Isaiah Williams, 59 catches on the season, almost 700 yards, averaging about 12 a game. He's now gotten in the end zone now three times. That was kind of the one thing he was lacking. What would it mean if he came back to this team next season?
A lot.
I mean,
no, I mean, it would. I mean, here's the deal. You want to look at the arc of improvement of a guy when he moves to a position. The arc of improvement is pretty steep from when he started, you know, three seasons ago, that 2020 season, I should say, two seasons ago, but was his first time as a receiver. He's gotten better and better and better. His mental toughness to come back after that fumble, to have two huge catches, his leadership. But here's the thing. I thought he was a late-round pick. I think he's now more of a mid-round pick for a team that needs a slot receiver and a punt returner, right? I think he is. I'm not an NFL guy. Don't listen to me. Supposedly, there's scouts walking around all the time in Illinois. I don't know. Okay, but I would say this. You get him to come back. You get Keith Randolph to come back. You get Tip Reiman to come back, right? Those are big plays. Yes, Tip Reiman, we don't know. We didn't get enough credit. He's, first of all, you get down the field, that's a big boy.
He is big.
I mean, he's South Dakota's finest. I mean, thank goodness the Jackrabbits didn't get him in the line. I got him. He walked on. But my gosh, that dude's a big man. He can block, and he's got better hands. He's got 3 or 4 touchdowns this year.
Yeah.
We get Tip Reiman back. I don't know if he wants to play another year of college or not. I think he's an NFL tight end for somebody. Good special teams player. Guys, do we get some of those guys back? We got to fill some holes in the offensive line. We can build around Fagan and Altmaier. Those are two offensive pieces. I think Pat Bryant can be good. He's getting open. Agreed. But he's got to make the plays when he has a chance to make the plays. So we've got some pieces. I think our DBs are going to be better. Xavier Scott's going to be a good player. I think Matthew Bailey's going to be a good player.
Yeah.
We've got to get our corners playing a better. Taz is playing good, but Taz, I don't think he has another year. He might. I don't know.
I'm not sure on him.
I'll check on Taz. He probably has another COVID.
Another
8th COVID year or whatever it is. but we got to get some corners. I like where our linebacker plays out with Odaluga, James Crutes. Tariq Barnes has been hurt. Dylan Rosiak. I think those guys are getting better and better. Can we get Seth Coleman to come back? I think Seth Coleman will be back. I think you move Gabe into defensive tackle. You bring a JUCO or a transfer portal guy in a defensive tackle along with Keith if you can get him back, and you're not losing that much on D then,
that's
right? So you are losing number 4, which we're not really good on defense without number 4 and not 100% Keith Randolph. So, whoo, yeah, somebody said give Jay a corner, just watch him roll. That's going on today. Let's go.
We're going to have to ask you about Indiana, obviously, coming up this weekend when we come back. Before we do that, let's hit the sponsors one more time.
Yeah, Iroquois Federal, your one-stop shop for all your lending needs. Located in Savoy and Champaign. Guys, this is not a tape. This is me telling it live. That's pretty good right there. Hey, this is Kyle Lewis, Kyle at IPG Insurance. Kyle at IPG INS for all your insurance. He's my insurance guy. Auto, home, life, habitational. Let's go. I think you might even sell health insurance, but you got to call Kyle or email Kyle at IPGINS.com. And, of course, Long Branch Steakhouse. Guys, fried pickles on the house. On me and Lon.
Yes.
Okay, if we win the Big Ten West, you got to have a party. We're going to have all our listeners come out. Spread the word. Fried pickles on the house. I love that we're doing fried pickles. I can't afford steak for everybody.
Right.
But I love that we're doing fried pickles on the house, guys, because they are the best. Guys, come for the steak. Stay for the fried pickles. Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
There's only one Jay Layman. We're glad he's
with us. Oh, my goodness.
We got him for another segment after this. If you want to weigh in, you can. 217-359-2255 on the U of I Illini League text line. This is The Drive.
Fighting Illini football is back in Memorial Stadium for Dad's Day and Military Appreciation Day, Saturday, November 11th, as they take on the Indiana Hoosiers. Get tickets for as low as $20 as we celebrate dads for this proud Illinois tradition. All active military personnel are eligible to receive free tickets. Be in your seat early for a special military flyover. Illinois football versus Indiana, Saturday, November 11th. Get tickets and more info at fightingillini.com.
The hammering, the sawing, the drilling, all the sounds of the workplace are music to our ears. You can be a part of construction projects, large and small, as a Carpenters Local 243 member. Learn to excel with apprentice and journeyman training. Members enjoy all the benefits this internationally recognized union has to offer. It's a life-changing decision. Join the Local 243 family tradition. Contact Carpenters Local 243 at 217-356-5463.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is right here in Champaign-Urbana to help you select the right protection at the right price. Kurt will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. Just call him when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Like every bank, there's a time every day when we stop making loans. But at Iroquois Federal, we never stop making a difference. Thanks to an amazing team of employees who give back to their local communities all over Central Illinois. From hospital boards and local school programs to Kiwanis and the United Way, Iroquois Federal employees donated more than 1,000 volunteer hours last year. And we'll do it again next year, because the only thing we like more than making a loan is making a difference. Iroquois Federal. Still friendly, still local, still here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mom, she won't stop touching me. Breakfast stinks.
Guys, no phones at the table.
Family dinner time? Not easy. But you know what is easy? OSF On-Call Urgent Care. When you need convenient, affordable care for minor illnesses and injuries, you need OSF On-Call Urgent Care. Be seen in person or connect 24/7 online when and where you need it. Learn more at osfoncall.org/urgentcare.
If you need a new business sign or signage for your golf outing, we can do it and help you get noticed. Hi, this is Kirk Lehman, owner of Aftershock Decals and Design, and we can produce any kind of signage you want with our graphic design team. You want a custom design? We are here for you, and we are easy to work with, I promise. So visit us at AftershockDD.com to get a quote and get noticed. That's AftershockDD.com. Get noticed.
Are you tired of getting the short end of the stick and always being stuck with cold water for your showers? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing is here to help. With current tax incentives and rebates, you can save up to $900 on a high-efficiency tankless water heater, unlimited hot water, and saving on your energy bills. It seems like the best gift you could give your home. With the current promotion of 0% financing for qualified applicants, you can't afford not to call. 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
Hi, it's Stevie J. So I took my mom in to Audubel, owned by Jeff Hanley, who owns 13 locations around Central Illinois. She's had so much trouble hearing for so long. Audubel, A-U-D-I-B-E-L, for hearing. And some of the new technologies, they've got AI now for some of these hearing aids, and they're virtually invisible. It's unbelievable, and it helped my mom. It helped her incredibly. We've been to other places. This is by far the best place I've ever been in for hearing help. Go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L. If you want more information about Audibel and how Jeff Hanley and his amazing culture and amazing team that they have, go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L, audibleteam.com. You'll be so happy you found Audibel. Amazing work. They got a location in Champaign. Go to audibleteam.com. That's audibleteam.com.
You don't want to know is the answer, Lante.
You need to retire is the other
Lante. No. I'm not feeding you that. No way. Nope.
Jay, we got a new system.
We got you under contract.
There's little things that have been happening, Jay, for about the last year, including bringing on a major talent in Kyle. And now when he and Pipes do a show, it's smooth. It's just so smooth. And then we switch systems so Lon doesn't know how to run it. Listen, as the old guy, I slowly am seeing the little, like...
The writing on the wall.
Correct.
You're getting put out to pasture.
That's exactly right. I mean, They're just doing it in a nice, subtle way.
The pastures of Camargo you grew up in are now the ones that you are now occupying. You are living it up.
There's some hay out there, lawn with some beer.
Put out to pasture. Sell a couple insurance policies exactly. For the Hiller Group and...
Just sit in your agency and do nothing.
Yeah, buddy.
This Yachty Molina with PitchCom.
That's it. That's it.
Take a trip down to Oxford to watch Ole Miss.
Woo!
Make a road trip to Muhammad every once in a while.
That was a fun trip to Oxford. That was fun.
SEC country.
That grove was just absolutely insane.
I've heard it's a good time.
Mm. It's crazy. Well, look, Andrew was, 11 the last time we went down, so we didn't really get to kind of do a lot, but this year we were able to tailgate before and after in the Grove, and
it's a good conference. Guys,
it's fun.
You still can't spell second without SEC.
Yep.
They're second best to the Big Ten, as we know.
I love
but,
it.
You know,
Yo,
but
the West.
Let's go. The West is the most competitive. It's the most competitive division in all of football.
I agree.
But that means it's the best.
It's the grossest. Let's be honest.
But, guys, every game, you get your money's worth.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there's no blowouts.
How can Illinois win the West?
Well, Illinois can win the West like this. You got to have Rutgers and Maryland beat Iowa and Nebraska because Iowa has a two-game lead on you.
Yes.
Nebraska has a one-game but a tiebreaker on you. Right? So you got to have them lose, and you got to, Illinois got to win out.
Yeah.
They've got to win out no matter what. But if Iowa loses one more game and then you beat Iowa head to head, you have, and you win out, you have the tiebreaker.
And they got Rutgers this
week
at Iowa.
And we need Minnesota to beat Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, okay.
That's what it is. Minnesota beats Wisconsin, and Iowa and Nebraska lose one more game. Now, Iowa and Nebraska actually play a game together. Minnesota has a game up on us, but they got to play the Ohio State. They ain't winning that game.
No. No.
They ain't winning that game. Let me just say that right now. They're about ready to get boat raced. All right? Literally. Like, I know there's like, what is it, Lake Minnetonka up there? Like, they go get some boats on there and let's go.
You better start rowing fast there.
Rowing fast. That's a great boat. Give me some, like, a little but-up-up chick. Yeah, we got a rowboat versus like a cigar boat, right? Like, exactly. You go to Miami, like that song, like, welcome to Miami. I mean, that boat that they're riding on there, like a James Bond boat race to like rowing the boat. That's what this game is between Ohio State and Minnesota. It is like the most. We're talking about the most explosive offense in the country. Well, one of them. And the most milquetoast offense. You know, it's just like, come on, let's go.
Finest of sour ever, man.
Man.
Jay, if I was just looking at it surface level, which admittedly I didn't watch any of Indiana, Wisconsin. If I sat there and said Indiana beats Wisconsin, Wisconsin beat Illinois, I should be worried about Indiana now?
Yeah, we play this game every year, right? Such and such beat this team, which means this team could beat that team, right? Yep. And it's true. Here's the deal. As much as cliche as this, anybody can beat anybody on any given week. It's improbable, right?
Just don't turn it over against Indiana. That's when they win, right?
According
to Jay Lamont on Big Ten Network.
Right. he actually watches my stuff, right? I mean, anybody can beat anybody. I mean, it's not like they know your signs or anything. Like, anybody can beat anybody at any time, right? So, that one snuck in there. Let me get back to the point. Indiana beat us last year when we were a vastly better team. They fired Walt Bell, who, God bless Walt Bell. I've covered Walt Bell at Maryland, at UMass. It was the coordinator then at Indiana. Got fired during the bye week October 5th. Rod Carey takes over. Rod Carey's giving them an offensive identity a little bit. Guys, they got some Donovan McCulley's a good receiver. They got Jalen Lucas, who's kind of like an Isaiah Williams guy.
They always have good receivers.
Brendan Sorsby's got the quarterback job. Guys, they had a pass play for 90 yards, 60 yards, and 30 yards against a Penn State defense that up in that time they gave up one play over 40 yards.
Wow.
They were in a one-score game with Penn State in Happy Valley, okay? So they're vastly improved. I would say this. We have a big advantage in the trenches if we're healthy and Johnny's playing. And we can run the football much better than him. Usually, if you can run the ball better and stop the run better, you're going to win the game. But that, you know, that doesn't guarantee we're going to win.
Right.
We got to take care of biz. Haven't won two games in a row all year.
Yeah, that's what Tim and Benton just said. October 29th, 2022, last back-to-back wins for football. He's hoping for the best, but expecting possibly the worst.
So we can lose this game.
Yeah.
I mean, we can lose any game. We can win any game, and we can lose any game. I thought the way we played the last 3 weeks is how the whole season would be. Even against Kansas.
They have played
even
well.
Against Penn State. I thought you could go either way. That's why I said this team could win 5 games, which it looks like they're at least going to do that, we hope.
Mm-hmm.
Or they could have won 10 games. Now, they played like trash the first six weeks. They weren't a good football team. That Nebraska game was the worst Illinois football I've seen in a very long time, but they learned from it.
Yep.
They didn't stay on the mat. I said if they play like they play against Nebraska, they ain't going to beat anybody. That's the truth, but they've gotten better. They got a quarterback they can build around. In college football, if you got a quarterback, you got a chance.
Amen.
If you don't have a quarterback, you don't have a chance. Unless you're Iowa, then you always have a chance with defense, especially, right? Because I don't know why. I mean, Deacon Hill got offered by Wisconsin, then transferred to Iowa. I don't know what people look at if it's just I got a cannon of an arm and I'm 6'5", 260. But come on, man. I don't understand sometimes. John Paddock could be starting on the teams right now. He may be. Looks he could be starting on the spots.
Maybe one more note on that. It's going to be hard for Illini fans. If any signs of slow offense, bad possessions, Luke makes a mistake, People are going to want to see John Paddock again. What do you make of that? And also just Luke coming off of whatever he's dealing with.
So first off, if Luke's not healthy, Paddock's going to play. I think you got to feel good about what Paddock can do, right?
Yep.
I don't think Luke has played bad enough to lose his job.
I agree.
In fact, he's played pretty well the last 4 or 5, and you're building around him. So,
yep.
Dude, John Paddock, if he never takes another snap, he's going to be a Illini legend for what he did. Okay? Right. I mean, what he did in that game against then the Big Ten West leader, Minnesota, is legendary. Now, I do think that if Luke has one of these games like Penn State where he struggles, maybe has two picks in the first half, there's a quicker trigger to pull him and say, let's get him out. Let's let him watch for a couple series. We know that John can do this and the team believes in John. Because I think right now this is mission critical to win these last 3 games.
Huge.
These last 5 games, counting Wisconsin and Minnesota and then the next 3, are teams we recruit against on a daily basis all the time.
We've
got to win these matchups because they're going after the same players mostly in Illinois from the suburbs. How many suburb guys are on that team for Minnesota? The Newbin brothers, those are St. Charles.
The leading rusher. The
leading tackler.
The quarterback.
Ethan Kelly Mance from Antioch up north. I mean, they had John Michael Smith from Chicago start there for 8 COVID years, right? I mean, like they've raided Illinois, Chicago. I mean, Iowa's raided ever since Chuck Long out of Wheaton North. We talked Iowa's always raided here. Chicago's raided by a lot of different schools. Ohio State comes and gets 2 or 3 guys from Chicago all the time. We're trying to get our fair share. And the best way to get our fair share is to win games against our competition. We're going somewhere.
Good call.
Great stuff.
Sponsors one more time.
Woo! Iroquois Federal, your one-stop shop for all your linen needs. Bob Guido's man and Ryan Lowry and Brenda Crane and Mark McHale. It's a lot of different locations. There's one in Danville. There's one in Watseka, their home base.
Baby.
But here's the deal. You want to go to the Savoy and Champaign ones because that's where Bob Guido and Ryan Lowry are at. You got to hit them up for all your commercial lending needs and your home loan needs, commercial lines of credit. Kyle Lewis, Kyle, IPG Insurance. Auto Home Life Habitational does all my rental properties. Love Kyle Lewis. Kyle at IPGINS.com. And of course, Long Branch Steakhouse in beautiful downtown Eclectic Gifford. Mm. They're open Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 9 p.m. If we do a fried pickle night, we'll have to do it on one of those nights, or we might just close down the bar and on Tuesday or Sunday have everybody come in. If we win the West, fried pickles on us, beer on lawn. Let's go.
Let's make a date.
Yeah.
I'm in if we win the West, baby.
Let's do this again on Monday. Jay, this was awesome. Hopefully we'll have another win to talk about on Monday and a few more down the stretch. But thanks as always, man.
Yeah, buddy.
Good job, Jay.
Jay Lehman. Before we catch a break, I do got to tell you, number one, Luke Altmyer coming up next on the Tapman's Towing phone line. Number two, you're listening to ESPN Radio 93.5 WSJK, Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana. Your home for
the St. Louis Cardinals
and the Jay Lehman Hour, which is awesome. This is The Drive.